Today's show is brought to you by influencers. Remember to hit the like and subscribe to my channel to waste 6 minutes of your life. Influencers.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
What's up, buddy? I'm going to get you out of this. I know. I know. Just relax. It's a little bit more. It's all off. If he gets up now, he should be good. See you later, buddy.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Today is National Noodle Day, so don't forget to mark your calendars.
My boss always gets mad at me for making extra long noodles.
Like, sir, I don't even want the pasta anymore. I want your noodle.
I'll use this noodle so that you can use my other noodle.
I mean, you stood there like a little wet noodle.
I'm a man of many talents. You are a man of very few. Kidding!
Thank you for the entertainment.
Yep, you're welcome. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that even work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You just enable the skill. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so darn easy. You can even get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. All you got to do is simply enable the skill. Oh, I said that. No, you don't have to enable the skill. Here, wait. Let me get a sound effect here. Here we go. No, you do not enable the skill to get the podcast. Here's what you do. All you got to do is say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And so we take the live show that we do Monday through Friday from 8-ish to 11-ish, and we repack it into a full-length podcast, and that usually drops around noon each day, Monday through Friday, and you can go back. It's like our virtual time machine. You can go back in time, and you can watch all of our episodes. You can listen to our episodes on the podcast. It really is magical. So we're a little distracted this morning because we are on audio only at the moment. The way we record video is in the cloud, okay? And that requires a blazing fast upload speed to enable us to go live video from the studio. But today, our internet is, our internet needs the Viagra.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
It really does. It's anemic. It's non-existent. Yeah, our upload speed right now is 1.16 megabits per second. Oh, now it's 0.84. I'm watching the speed test right now. So that is not going to do it. So we had to record just audio only, and then we're going to add a video graphic to it and post that up on Facebook. Up until we get our internet issue resolved. So how are we going to upload to Facebook and to our cloud server with 0.85 megabits per second upload speed? I have no idea. I could not tell you what the heck I'm thinking. But anyway, We're going to produce the segments, and we're going to get them loaded and get them up there so that everybody can enjoy our program. All right. Yeah, and then the commercials and all that. Huh. Yeah. All right, we'll figure it out. I mean, life throws you lemons, so you make lemon lime ginger. I don't know. I'm not good at math. Anyway, so welcome to the Monday edition of the program. So happy you could join us. It really is a Monday. Coming up on today's show, of course, we have your five random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals in da news. And of course, we've got some good news for you. And then we're going to talk about, we've got a list here of the states that have the most gold diggers. And no, we're not talking about the California gold rush of the mid 1800s. We're talking somebody looking for a sugar daddy or a sugar mama or a sugar baby and marries rich. So that's what we're talking about. We've got a story here about a divorce coaching company has determined which states have the most gold diggers. And we're going to talk about that. Plus, we turned it into a top list. Top ways to know your partner only wants your money. So there you go. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night, John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
It corrupts. It leads to addiction. And you don't know where it's been. Money is a problem. Recent findings show an alarming connection between affluence and unethical behavior. That's why the Conservative Political Action Committee, More for Us, urges you to just say no to money. Money is a terrible disease. It's too late for us, but you still have a chance. Higher taxes on the rich may seem logical, but we'll just earn more. It's one of the symptoms. Save yourselves and just say no to money.
For more information on the Political Action Committee, More for Us, visit morefu.com.
Wow. It's the Mike Show. Anyway, hi. It's the Monday edition, and this is the Mondayest Monday of all Mondays because we're still just recording in audio only, and we seem to have no way of uploading our videos to Facebook Live. I just figured it out. So we're going to transfer the video to my phone, okay? And then we'll put it in Dropbox. But then we have to upload the video to Dropbox. And it took forever to upload the audio to Dropbox. Oh, this is terrible. So the bottom line is the company that does our internet needs to fix our internet. So that we don't have to do all these workarounds. Well, anyway, we can't wait all day and not do a show. So we're recording the show audio only today. And then we're adding a video graphic to it. And eventually it will appear on Facebook Live. This is ridiculous. We spent all this money on this video studio. And we're back to radio. Anyway, Hi there. We have a story for you about Gold Diggers, a divorce coaching company determined What the heck does a divorce coaching company do? I'm clicking on their link. It's called Split Up, the Split Up app. .com. All right, it's divorce, paternity, modification, separation, third-party rights simplified. Your app for navigating family court legally and emotionally. All right. So anyway, they got digital downloads and live webinars, and I want to read their story. Here's their story. We created SplitUp because we've lived it. They are family law attorneys and blah, 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 and with years of experience and high conflict family matters, but more than our credentials, what really drives us is we've both been through divorces ourselves. All right, so now we know about Split Up. So this divorce coaching company determined which states have the most gold diggers by looking at several financial factors like concentration of millionaires and billionaires, hourly wage, cost of living in each state, etc., etc. And then they combined that with dating app behaviors and online searches for phrases like sugar daddy, sugar mama, sugar baby, and marry rich. At the end, the state that supposedly has the most gold diggers, according to this survey, is Florida, followed by Nevada. No surprise there. Texas, California, New York, Colorado, Georgia, Tennessee, Maryland, and Indiana. The state with the least gold diggers is Vermont, followed by Nebraska, Montana, Wyoming, Maine, South Dakota, Alaska, Iowa, New Hampshire, and Idaho. Let me see if I can find how Virginia ranked in all of this. Where? What number? You would think that Virginia might have more than Pennsylvania, although Pennsylvania has Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, which are fairly large cities in their own right. Virginia is number 28. On the gold digger list here. Anyway, getting back to, let's get rid of the data. Getting back to the story. So we've got sound. Oh, no, we don't have sound. That's Kanye West, and that's just going to get flagged by Facebook. Well, anyway, so we turned this into a top list, of course, with Florida and Nevada leading the nation in gold diggers. But no matter where you live, you're in a relationship with, a gold digger, if you recognize anything from today's list. No matter where you live, you're in a relationship with one if you recognize anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top ways to know your partner only wants your money. All right, here we go. Number one. She knows the model, year, and mileage of your Porsche. She's still a little shaky with your name, though. Instead of I do, she says ka-ching. Top ways to know your partner only wants your money. She gets turned on thinking about the size of your wallet.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah. Top ways to know your partner only wants your money. She's really into you, even though you're bald. She says she'll do anything for you, but when you mention a prenup, she adds, accept that. Top ways to know your partner only wants your money. You know how some people like Melania? She gets Melania. Top ways to know your partner only wants your money. Your pet name for her is Princess. Her pet name for you is Guy Who Pays for Everything. And top ways to know your partner only wants your money. She buys you a charm bracelet. Oh, that's cute. No, it says do not resuscitate. Yeah. Yikes. It's the Mike Show. This is the today. It is, yeah, it's crazy. It's wacky. We are audio only today, at least until we correct our internet speed, our upload speed. Anyway, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The life of a showgirl from Taylor Swift dropped on Friday. It's her 12th album, but the first that she doesn't have a guy to whine about. Meghan Markle made a surprise appearance at Paris Fashion Week. If she really wanted to surprise us, she'd appear at a job. Tonight will be the year's first supermoon. In the sky, that is. On the ground, you can see one every time a Walmart shopper bends over. And the season premiere of SNL was this weekend. It featured new writers, a new cast, and the same unfunny. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. Back to video. Yay. We got it fixed. All right. Taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river and the fountain, panning around. It's you can already see a lot of change. Not drastic, but there is a lot of hue change to the leaves. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. Coming up on the program, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, the time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. Major League Baseball had 0 no-hitters in the 2025 season. Regular season, that is. It's been 20 years since 2005 when there was another season without a no-hitter. Now, before that, the previous year without a no-hitter was 1989. Generally, no-hitters have become more common in the past 25 years when MLB has averaged 3.1 no-hitters per season. Number 2. In 4 of the 5 movies nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay at the 2011 Oscars, a character lost an arm. I said a character lost an arm. Good Lord. Now, that's in 4 out of the 5 movies. Here are the movies. 127 Hours, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone. I said Winter's Bone.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
That's a different kind. The fifth movie that was nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay at the 2011 Oscars was The Social Network, where no one lost an arm, and it won the Oscar. Maybe there's a lesson there. Number three, it didn't become legal to breastfeed in public until when, what, all the states? It didn't become legal to breastfeed in public in every state until 2018, when Utah and Idaho finally passed laws to allow it. Number four, less than half of the cultures in the world kiss. I said kiss. And then number five, dancing was banned at Baylor University in Texas until 1996. And those are your 5 random facts. Let's hit the outro, please.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random. Those wacky kids, footloose and... All right, coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, experts say that we will look back at September 2025 as being the peak of social media. AI is about to take over, blurring the lines of reality and computer-made fantasy. So enjoy reality while it lasts.
It's the end of
social media.
Remember when videos had humans in them? Thanks to AI-generated influencers, you can now follow people who don't exist, living perfect lives that never happened, selling products they'll never use. So if you see a flawless person doing a dance in front of the Eiffel Tower while reviewing a sandwich, just remember,
it's the end of
social media.
Yes.
And I feel slimed.
This message brought to you by Reality. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yes, sir. All right, let's go to viral videos. The internet's favorite food and beverage container right now is the Lowe's Mini Bucket. If you haven't seen them, think blue utility bucket with a handle, only smaller. Here's the owner of a place called the Root Beer Stand, Standee, in Dayton, Ohio. They fill the mini bucket with delicious dessert treats.
I've owned this place for 17 years. We are running a September special of our dirt buckets again. They are a twist on the classic dirt pudding that we all grew up with. It comes with Oreos, gummy worms, and a shovel spoon.
All right. Now, the buckets are $1.98 at Lowe's. What about this? Is finding a good partner like finding a good lamp? Well, here's a woman on social media talking about the theory, which originates from British journalist Louise Perry.
Finding a good partner is like finding a good lamp. When you're furnishing your first apartment, you don't really have that many standards for the lamp besides provides light and doesn't cost too much. You'll probably buy the first one you see. Fast forward though, if you spend 10 years curating an aesthetic, building your house, now it really does matter what the lamp looks like. There's a lot more in your life and in your home that can clash with it. You might really have trouble just taking one off the shelf, and that's what it's like to date as you get older. You're trying to find someone more successful than yourself, which just gets harder the higher and higher up you go.
I guess. This past weekend, there was an ultra runner race in Denver called the Taco Bell 50K, which is 31 miles. It includes mandatory stops at 10 area Taco Bells where you have to order and consume the Taco Bell. Here are a couple of the runners documenting their journey.
We're in Denver. We're at the Taco Bell 50K.
And we're going.
Fall down. Only 30 to go. We're at the second Taco Bell. It's 2 miles in. We're eating cinnamon twists. Mile 10. Cheesy Rola.
Top 6, you have to eat a burrito grande.
Mile 20. And we're at the next Taco Bell.
Cheesy Rola that has been in my belt for the past 5 miles.
Mile 30.
Last Taco Bell. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, so from Taco Bell to Olive Loaf, whatever happened to Olive Loaf? The nostalgic, if you don't know what it is, it's a 1970s deli meat. I don't know. Apparently, the high sodium and highly processed meat lost popularity when people became, more health conscious in the 1980s and 90s. But anyway, Olive Loaf, and it had some sort of meat substance, and it had olives, and when they sliced it, the olive slices were in the meat. I thought it was good, but I was a kid of the 70s and 80s. So here, listen, this is a it's TV shows, supercut of TV shows talking about Olive Loaf.
Yeah, it was Olive Loaf.
Oh, Olive Loaf? I hope that won't work.
How's the Olive Loaf?
You know what I like?
Olive Loaf.
No!
Okay. Let's see. A man in Colorado was stunned when he was charged nearly $20,000 at the Denver International Airport parking. He spent a whole 27 minutes in the garage, which means the fee should have only been $7. Here's Jim Boyd talking about his experience.
After dropping off my wife, went through the parking gates as usual. This was the ticket that I got. It shows I entered the West Garage. I arrived at 1:34 p.m. on October the 2nd, 2025. As the gate was opening, I heard the Chase Bank notification that $19,824 had been charged to Denver parking. Something alerted the system to the fact that I had arrived on June the 6th, and they were charging me for that entire time.
Wow, good Lord. All right, let's see. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here is Bill Dwyer on putting his kid to bed.
And what's the deal when you're putting your kids to bed at night and you say to them, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite? Such a reassuring thought for a child drifting off to dreamland. Good night, you have insects in your room. I hope spiders don't crawl into your ears. Good night, buddy! Alrighty, now it's nighty-night time. Hey, I hope a monster doesn't jump out of your closet and drag you off to hell. Good night, pal! What was that? Oh, I thought I saw something under your bed. Alright, nighty-nighty now. Alrighty, nighty-nighty, Mr. Tidy-Whitey, Sidey-Bitey. Hey, why are you crying? Come on. I'm gonna turn off the nightlight, sissy. Time to grow up. Well, that's his name. That could have been a mistake right there. I don't know what I'm doing as a father. Last year for Halloween, for my daughter's costume, we dyed her fingers yellow, and she went as a chain smoker. So cute. She was wheezing, her clothes stunk. Came home with a bag full of breath mints.
Wow. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously, like you like it, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Filling in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent, the one where you made fun of his new haircut.
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right, there's been a lot of talk about supply chains in recent years, and now criminals are ditching stores to attack those supply chains directly. For example, Windsor, Ontario, Canada, there have been 4 tractor trailers stolen in 4 months. Thieves are usually targeting expensive hauls like whiskey and beef. But this latest theft is kind of strange. A truck and trailer was stolen about a week ago, and it was packed with $35,000 worth of salsa. The truck was later abandoned, but the trailer and salsa are still missing. It's unclear what kind of salsa it was, but it must be good. It's unclear if the thieves got bad intel, it was a crime of opportunity, and they were hoping it had something more valuable, or the thieves are super big into salsa and chips. I don't know. The problem is salsa seems to be a difficult product to offload for cash, especially when people might be looking for it. The police are asking for the public's help. If you know anyone who's suddenly come into a lot of salsa, or is hawking crates of it on social media, contact the authorities in Ontario. And then there's this. A substitute teacher in Vermont is facing charges for bringing cocaine to school. Here's Police Chief William Dodge talking about the charges.
We have cited her for possession of cocaine and reckless endangerment based on the fact that she was under the influence. Well, she was in control of the students in her classroom.
All right. there is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity in the world. How about this? A dog in Canada just made it into the Purina Animal Hall of Fame for fighting off a grizzly bear and saving its owner's life. 70-year-old Craig Campbell was hiking with his 10-year-old Doberman named Knight last year when they crossed paths with a mama bear and two cubs. Knight fought it off long enough for Craig to grab a can of bear spray he had with him. Here's Campbell talking about the attack.
I said to myself, I'm about to die. She came racing out of the bush at full speed. Everything was silent, really, except for the huffing of the bear, which was so loud, giving me time to get my bear spray out. At which point I said to myself over and over, I'm going to live, I'm going to live, I'm going to live. The best dog is the dog you have in front of you.
Good Lord. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. I wanted to mention real quick one of our other sponsors and projects that we are working on. Let me bring up the graphic. I could have had this done already, but, you know, where would the fun in that be? Here, open, here we go. All right, let's share that on screen, share screen, there we go. Yep, we're back up on video as well. Greens is opening, grand opening today in downtown Lynchburg. If you missed your salads in downtown Lynchburg, well, they are back today. Open 11 to 3 every single day. You get the freshest salads, wraps, and now pizza. So you can take, let's say you have a favorite salad and you want to use those toppings in a pizza. Well, they'll do that for you. You can also get your classic cheese or pepperoni pizza as well. And of course, all your favorite salads are back. Reimagined, new ownership, and it is fresh. And I'm not just talking the food, but the whole look of the place. All repainted, cleaned. It's absolutely, positively pristine. Go and get to Greens for lunch today. Between 11 and 3, their official reopening or opening. And it's 1124 Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. Greens. GoGreens.net and check them out and follow their social media as well. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Go away.
No.
Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.